Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 24, verses 22 through 27. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts, the 24th chapter. But Felix, having a rather accurate knowledge of the way, put them off, saying, "When Lysias the tribune comes down, I will decide your case." Then he gave orders to the centurion that Paul should be kept in custody, but have some liberty, that none of his friends should be prevented from attending to his needs. After some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, and he sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, "Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you." At the same time, he hoped that money would be given him by Paul. So he sent for him often and conversed with him. When 2 years had elapsed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and desiring to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It says that Felix had some familiarity with the way. He knew it rather accurately. How accurately did he know it? He should have known that Paul and his way, the Christian way, was no threat to his rule. Although the Jews had called Paul a plague, of course, Paul was busy caring for people who needed help, poor people in Jerusalem. Also, Christians are known for the kindness of their love. Those are the things that Christians are most eager to do in our society: love, care for those who are in need. And that, of course, will only help a society. But at the same time, Paul doesn't play the game like Felix wants him to. Paul is not interested in giving any bribes. That's because his bold confidence is in Christ, not in whatever ways he can finagle in this world. Indeed, Christians are not of this world. We're not to be ambitious. We're not to be respecters of persons, since our Lord Jesus Christ is not a respecter of persons. But that, of course, is what brings us to the thing that makes Felix so alarmed, and what causes him to send Paul away and only treat him trivially. And that is that Christians always speak truth. And in fact, the truths that we speak are often very uncomfortable for this world. We talk about faith and about righteousness and about self-control and about the coming judgment. What Paul no doubt was preaching, the very thing that he writes in all of his letters, is that the good works that Christians do that are so great for this society and every society, they come from faith, not from self-righteousness. We don't believe that promoting ourselves is how we will get everything done. In fact, we believe that it is Christ who has done everything for us. And out of great thanksgiving and love for him, we do the right thing. Self-control is what we are after, and continence. But that, of course, is always the Christian problem, isn't it? We talk about self-control. The background that's just underneath this story is that Felix and his wife, Drusilla, were committing adultery. Drusilla had already been married once. She left her husband to marry Felix and move up in the world. No doubt that's what alarmed Felix so much. It's the very thing that bothers people most about the Christian faith now, that we insist that even as God has written into our flesh that a man and a woman make a marriage, so we insist that holiness and purity is what God desires of all people. But of course, that matters because the judgment is indeed coming. Judgment for Christians makes us fear God. It makes us bold. We do not fear men. We also don't fear what plague or what Caesar can do to us. Pain or loss or shame or cross, these will not separate us from our Savior. Likewise, we say farewell to this world. We defy it, and it cannot harm us. But of course, the judgment is an alarming message. It shows that we don't have our hopes and our ultimate trust in this world. And that places a limit, however small it may be, on the authorities in this world, at least as far as they own us. Well, to borrow a phrase, we know that this is the way. And we know this way more fully and more accurately than Felix does, for we are disciples of Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, let us learn from St. Paul and from his fellow disciples again this way. Let us listen to him not simply for a bribe or for our interest, but because we know what he preaches is the saving truth, a truth that can defy every struggle like this hour. We do not grab whatever or whomever we can in this life. We are not self-fulfilled by self-centeredness, but we are free to live selflessly. And we have every confidence for the coming judgment because we know our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who has died, even more, he is the one who is raised, the one who stands interceding for us. And so when our last hour comes, when the judgment of this world at the last day comes, we expect to stand confidently before his throne, resting in his righteousness, the righteousness won by his blood for us. And this way leads even through house arrest. How comforting for us who are locked in our own homes to work and to live at the moment. And this way even leads sometimes through the wayless leaders, like Felix, even though they do the enemies a favor, it seems, like Felix did for the Jews. Still, we will follow St. Paul's example and the example of his fellow Christians as they helped him in house arrest. We live in service to our neighbor in the midst of fear. We live in witness to our neighbors, in our lives, in simply our confident attitude and our speech about the faith in Jesus Christ. And most of all, that is what we cling to, the faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, because he is the righteous one. Therefore, dear Christians, scattered across the world, isolated from your fellow Christians, much like St. Paul was, do not lose heart. You know the way, and that way is sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.